Nodded Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nodded Babli, Daf Nun Vov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin, and the base of the Mishnah of Halacha Dalad. Rav Zaim Omer, Mishum Ubishua, Kortumma, Minamase, Janoz Megalech Aleha, Hayovin Aleha, Albief Migdash, Kortumma, Minamase, Shein, Hanoz Megalech Aleha, Ein Chayv Malea, Albief Migdash. Rav Lazar, quoting Ubishua, said, every Tumas Mace which a Nazir shaved was liable for it for the Yath Mikdash for entering the Mikdash with that Tumma. Every Tumas Mace for which a Nazir does not shave, they are exempt for the Yath Mikdash. Amid Mei, Loi Tehei Zu Kala Menasheretz. Mei says that the latter Tumas are no more lenient than one who touched a Sheretz who was liable for the Yath Mikdash. Amid Kiva, Dante Lifnei Rabbi Lezer, Ma Im Edsem Kasa'ua Shein Matamis Adam Ba'il Hamot Hanazir. Rabbi says, I reasoned in front of Rabbi Lezer, a bone cassava the size of a barley kernel is not the time of a person, ba'ihil, yet another shaves for touching or moving it. A wreath of blood is the time of a person, ba'ihil, or the more so another should shave for touching or moving it. He told me, Akiva, you cannot make a kavachomer here from a halacha Moshe Sinai. Because Rabbi Asi, where he says he had drawn lifnei Rabbi Yeshua, Amar li, yofe amad, ela kach amar halacha. Akiva said that when I related the conversation in front of Rabbi Yeshua, he said, you said well. So the halacha was said, and we have a tradition unlike your kavachomer. Gemara says, Taman Taninan, Shnaim Tameim Meis Echad Tamei Tumas Shiva Ve'Echad Tamei Tumas Me'ev. The Gemara brings the Mishnah that says two people can become Tamei due to Meis. One has Tumas Shiva, means he requires Azos Mei Chatas on day 3 and 7, and one has Tumas Erev, means he immerses and he's totally Tahor that night. Shlosha Tameim Meis Shnaim Tameim Tumas Shiva Ve'Echad Tamei Tumas Erev. Three can become Tomei due to a mace, two get Tumas Shiva, and one gets Tumas Erev. Dabat Tameim Mace, Gimel Tameim Tumas Shiva, Ve'echad Tomei Tumas Erev. Four can become Tomei due to a mace, three get Tumas Shiva, and one gets Tumas Erev. Ketzad. She says, Shnaim, Ketzad Shnaim, Adam and Ageya, Ve'mace, Tomei Tumas Shiva, Adam and Ageya, Boy, Tomei Tumas Erev, Chuli. What's the case of two? One touched the mace, he has Tumas Shiva, and one who touches him, he has Tumas Erev. Rabbi Yochan Meshem Bianai Kut Vekulhan Tayuhain Etzel Tumma Aval Al Bias Mikdash Inichai Vela Al Shnei Shini Shinoga Bereshin. Rabbi Yochan, quoting Rabbi Yochan, said that all of them mentioned this Mishnah who become Tomei. It's Midoraisa for lashes for eating Tumma, but for Bias Mikdash, only the second, one who touches the first, who touches the mace, is liable. Ma tam v'isha sheyitma v'leishato atol chitui chayav abis mikdash v'she'in ton chitui ene chayav abis mikdash. What's the reason? The pasuk says there in Perek Yotes pasuk Chof, and a man who will become tamei but and not purify himself, one who needs chitui means the sprinkling of the chatas of the parudim water. One who touches him is liable for bias mikdash. One who does not need chitui, then one who touches him is not liable for bias mikdash. It even how Adam hanageya bekelim benegim b'meis ton chitui v'husheni. The Gemara asks that one who touches kelim and they touch the meis, he needs chitui and he's a sheni. According to this reason, one who touches him should be liable, but Rabbi Yochanan exempts one who touches a sheni. And Rabbi Avin b'achia b'tumas ish b'ish lei b'tumas ish bekelim. Avin Bachir answered that the pasuk obligates for Tumas Ish Be'ish, I mean the man touched the man, but not for Tumas Ish Be'kelim, if the man touched Kelim. Also, to be Avin Bachir, Eino Chayav El Alam Ishin Bavad, Ma'achash Eilu Adam Ba'adam Eino Chayav El Alam Ishin Bavad, Bachar Eino Chayav El Al Havishin Bavad. According to be Avin Bachir, he's liable only for touching the first mace. When a man becomes Tomei from a man, only one who touches the first is liable, since the second is only Tumas Erev. So here, when a man becomes Tomei from Kelim, Only one who toucheth the first is liable, even though also one who toucheth the sheni gets to miss shiva. And Rabbi Yossi Behusha Tovel, Aaron and Tovel, Hadar he Derebi. Rabbi Yossi says, one who touches the sheni with Tumas Shiva means Bukalim. If he received Hazar on days 3 and 7, he's exempt only if he immersed, even though he's not fully tar until night. But if he did not immerse, this is as Rebbe taught. Rebbe Omer Kolatameim, Vitumasam Ashiavo, Pamayim. As Rebbe says, all Tameim remain in their state of Tumah until they enter the water to immerse. However, one who touched a Rishon is liable until he is fully tar at night. Am Rabbi La, who Asmai Shenoga Bameis Chayev. Rabbi La said if he touched, he himself touched the mace, he's liable for Bias Mikdash, but one who touches him is not. Amar, but Amar Taimer, who Yitmotim of Ish, who he said this, and he said that the reason is Ish Asher Yitma, one who is proper to be Mitame, a man. Anyone who touches, one who touched a mace, he cannot be Mitame, a man. Bahu Shlishi, and when I ask one who touched Kalim that touched the mace, he is Shlishi in counting the mace as the first, and he can be Matama a man because he has Tumas Shura. And I will be Avun Barchia with Tumas Ish the Ish Lobat Tumas Adam the Kalim. The answer is the answer as the Avun Barchia taught Tumas Ish the Ish, but not Tumas Ish the Kalim. The Vika Vishem Rav Ram Nuna Tanaya Tanai Tamam Palig al Rabbi Elah. Zika, quoting Rabbi Nuna, questioned that what was taught there disagrees with Rabbi Elah. As it says, Kli Shechetziav min Shiseach Alma, Shechetziav min Agalolim, in Chayov Malav al Bias Mikdash. The Kli was half from Chalma, which is Kalim, this material can become an Avatuma, and half from Dung, which cannot contract Tuma, and is not liable for it for Bias Mikdash. Mipnei shechetzev min hachalma, to say shechetzev min aglolim, avalim haya kuloi min shechetzev min hachalma chayev. Now we can refer to this because half was from chalma and half from dung. If it was totally from chalma, he would be liable. Manu chayev loy and manu chayev loy negeir loy sheni shenaga barishanu. Who would be liable? Is it not one who touched the kli and later entered the mikdash? Is he not a sheni who touched the rishon? And we answer and we reject that. So the Pinchas in front of Rabbi Yossi, no, the case is that he threw it into the Mikdash, he's liable for entering atomically into the Mikdash. Rabbi Yossi objected, well, if he threw it, would it teach about this for not washing his body, immersing from Tumah before entering the Mikdash, he is Chayav Kares. For not laundering his clothes means immersing from Tumah before entering them into the Mikdash, he gets 40 lashes for entering Pamikanim into the Mikdash. Amar Blagla, Rabbi Yossi, Rami Rabbi Yochanan, Aif Ana Taninan, Hadar Messiah, Ladin, Tanai, Kadmaya, Tatani, Blagla, Amar Mishim Rishua, Chol Tumah, Minameis, Shanazim, Megalech Aleha, Chayav Marbias, Mikdash, Chol Tumah, Minameis, Shainan, Azim, Megalech Aleha, Ein Chayav Aleha, Al. English. Now, we support this in the early opinion, means Rabbi Law, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi said in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah, that Rabbi Lazar said, quoting Rabbi Yeshua, every Tumas mace for which a Nazir shaves, one is liable for it for Bias Mikdash. Every Tumas mace for which a Nazir does not shave, he's exempt from Bias Mikdash. Rishon, Shah Nazir Megaleh Halav, Hayav Malav, Al Bias Mikdash. Shane, Shane Nazir Megaleh Halav, Ein Hayav Malav, Al Bias Mikdash. A Rishon for which another shaves, one is liable for it for Bias Mikdash. A Sheni for which another does not shave, he's not liable for it for Bias Mikdash. And Rabbi Yochanan let me oisab ha oshos min ameis, nitzucha revi estam, roivat samis, shen another megalech alehen, en chayav alehen, chatsilog dam, chatsilog atzma, samis, shen another megalech alehen, chayav malehem al Bias Mikdash. And Rabbi Yochanan rejects that and says it's needed for tumors that separate from a mace, such as a revius of blood or a quarter carb of bones, another does not shave for them, he's not liable for them for Bias Mikdash, but a half log of blood or half a carb of bones, another shaves for them, he's liable for them for Bias Mikdash. However, for a mace itself, perhaps one's liable even for a sheni. Ama Rabbi Yumia, Habin and Savin Mema, Ma Pligi, Le Korban, אבל למלכוס ליקן אפילו על השלישי, אפילו על הרביעי. Yemir assumes that because they argue for Corban for Bechadosh, but for Lashes, Ulugu is lashed even for a Shishis and even for a Revius through Kalim. Tani, Rabbi Yossi, Saidaya, Pemi, Rabbi Yemir, Upalagal, Yemir, Koltuma, Minamis, Shanoz, Melechalea, Say Lakin, Alea, Abyos, Amigdash, or Holtuma, Minamis, Shaina Noz, Melechalea, Ain, Zain Lakin, Alea, Abyos. Mikdash. And Rabbi Yossi Saidaneya questioned this in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah and he said from Abaisa, any Tumas Mace which Hinoze shaves, one is liable for it for B.S. Mikdash. Any Tumas Mace which Hinoze does not shave, one is not liable for it for B.S. Mikdash. And Rabbi Yossi Babun, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yirchanat, Moisa Poshus Mina Mace, Nitzucha, Rabbi Yisdam, Rabbi Yirat Samoish, Shana Nazar Bailech Aleihem, and Chayev Malayhem, Hatsilog dam, the Hatsilog at some way, Shalom, Mugleh Haleyan, Lakin Haleyan. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun defends that and says the Baisa is like Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Yochanan said that it's needed for two ways to separate from the race, and Rabbi Yossi's blood will cause the common bones, another does not shave for them, so one's not liable for them, Rabbi Yossi's English. A half log of blood or a half cup of bones, another shaves for them, and he's lashed to them for Yossi's English. Hadnalach, Perek, Koyen Godol.